Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are finishing our division by division Major League Baseball preview for the 2025 season. And we are closing out with a bang. We are closing out with the American League East. Lest we forget, the New York Yankees from the American League East represented the American League in the World Series just last year. Now, we know how that went. But could it be a repeat performance? Or could one of the other teams bubble up and challenge the Yankees? We'll see. From 5-1, who you got, D?
All right, so first up, I'm starting with the Tampa Bay Rays. They don't have a home. They don't have a fucking home. They have decent pitching, though, because I think McClellan is back, right?
Yeah. Shane McClanahan's back.
I don't see runs. I don't see hitting. But I think they'll pitch well. That's the only thing. They don't have a Rosarena. They don't have anything. So I got the Rays in fifth. Number four, I've got Boston. Pitching is just not there. And they only really have Devers and Bregman. And I don't know. You know, Devers has been fighting tooth and nail about fucking playing third. And now he finally agreed to play DH. But I don't know how that's going to affect him.
I'm going to fight you.
You know, mentally.
Fight you.
So yeah, we got Boston in fourth. In third place I got the Blue Jays. You know, you got Vlad and Bichette contract year. I would expect them to ball out, but you know, they're just, Springer's gonna get hurt. Bichette is still just an okay player. They didn't get Alonso, they didn't get Bregman. I just don't believe in them. They just didn't do enough. They didn't do enough in free agency. Like, what the F, man? Number two, I've got the O's. You know, they lost Burns. I don't think the pitching's there. I think they're actually going to hit very well. They're going to be the Phillies this year. They're just going to smash the shit out of the ball. You know? They lost Santander, but I think, you know, Jackson Holliday is going to come up. He's going to play well. I think Adley Rutschman will get back into it. They, you know, they kind of faltered at the end of last season. They didn't play well in their three-game playoff they had. But I think they're going to hit really well. It's the pitching I'm concerned about. And for all those reasons why I have the Yankees coming in first, I think the pitching is there. I love it. I like Rodon. I like Fried. Schmidt's hurt, but I think he'll get back. Stroman. They got a closer in Devin Williams. The question becomes, like, what happens if Aaron Judge gets hurt? Like, what happens? And that's what the season will come down to.
You are bullish on the Yankees. You're absolutely bullish on the Yankees. Way more bullish than I am.
Yeah, I don't like them as a franchise, but I liked what they did getting pitching in free agency. I do. I think they did a great job.
See,
and good thing they didn't, because
yeah.
Good thing they did because they would have nobody to start. They would, I mean, Cole's out. They were trying to trade Stroman. You can't trade Stroman now. You need him. He's got to play.
You also didn't mention Luis Gil. That strains take going to be six. He's not going to be out for...
I think this is just the start of a lost year for him. Yeah. That's why I didn't really consider him. Like, you know,
he's out to the All-Star break, minimum.
But they're deep enough pitching-wise where it's okay. The problem becomes... See, I think Bellinger had a really good spring, and I think he's going to play well with Judge. The question is can Judge stay the course this season? That's what it comes down to. And he kind of needs to after the World Series.
Yeah. I mean, it's a prove it. The Yankees are a definite prove it team because they got exposed in the World Series. They really got exposed. And the Dodgers really painted the picture very well. Fundamentally, they ain't there. The New York Yankees are a fundamentally poor team. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But that being said, they're still not in last place. That honor goes to the Tampa Bay Rays. We concur. And yeah, they do have pitching. They have Baz. Is he going to get hurt again? They have Fairbanks. Is he going to get hurt again? They have McClanahan. Is he going to get hurt again? That's not, you know. They have Taj Bradley. Like, they have a lot of guys that were prospects, guys that are named. They got Mike Vassell from the Mets in the Rule 5 draft. They have guys that could potentially be really good. Where's the offense? Caballero, Caminero, Yandy Diaz. They brought in Ha-Seong Kim from the Padres. The immortal Danny Jansen and Ben Roethlisberger are your catchers. Christopher Morel, Richie Palacios. You know, as presently constituted, if you believe ESPN, they have two outfielders on their roster. They have two guys that identify as outfielders. So good for you. Now, this would not be the first time that the Rays have made something out of nothing. Chicken salad out of chicken shit. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field this year. That's going to change things, I'm sure. They'll actually play in front of an intimate crowd for once. And it not be piped in noise. They'll actually have people, like actual crowd on top of them. They can actually feel that. So that's different. And then you have the overarching thing with the league and Stuart Sternberg, right? The league is trying to pressure the Rays to sell. And the Rays are like, fuck you. This team is not for sale. So, the way things are going, though, and the way the roster is constructed, it would look really nice for a sale, though, because you're not really spending that much money. So, Tampa Bay... You guys are in fourth place. Number four. I don't like the Blue Jays. I don't like them. I think that they're going to be another mediocre team. And they're going to sell guys off left and right. So, Bassett, goodbye. Bo Bichette, hey, maybe they can get something for him. Here is the litmus test. If they're in the toilet, do they trade Vladdy? I think you have to. He's going to walk. Better to get something for him now than get nothing for him later. So I don't think they're going to be that great. They're relying on Max Scherzer. So anytime you have to rely on Max Scherzer these days is not a good idea. So it's just nothing exciting there. Your big moves were Andrés Giménez, right? And Anthony Santander. All right, that one's got my attention. We'll see. But the rest of it, I'm not whooped by. Oh, third place. I gotta go with the Yankees. I'm not impressed. I'm really not impressed by what they did. Right, you lose Soto, and you replace him with Paul Goldschmidt. Okay. Cody Bellinger is what Cody Bellinger is. Right? He could be great or he could be miserable. The Yankees are banking on great. For their sake, I hope they're right. He's going to have to make up for the fact that Juan Soto's not here. He's going to have to make up for the fact that Giancarlo Stanton's not here. He's going to have to make up for the fact that Anthony Rizzo's not here. He's going to have to make up for the fact they have no third baseman. Jason Dominguez is your starting left fielder. Like, there are a lot of question marks this year offensively. Pitching, I'm not really concerned about. I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, Marcus Stroman's an asshole, but he'll take the ball. It's the offense that gives me pause. Now, Aaron Judge can ball out and hit another 62 home runs, or he can get walked, because who's batting behind him? Who's protecting Aaron Judge? It's not GC. GC's got the double tennis elbow.
Bellinger.
I don't know if they put Bellinger behind him.
So who's going to be behind him?
Knowing Aaron Boone? Like, Chisholm. Wait, that'll be it.
You don't think Jazzy? Oh, okay. So you think they're going to what? Volpe?
So Volpe, Judge.
Chisholm. Bellinger?
I have no idea. Like, this lineup is...
he likes it.
Or Goldie. Or Goldschmidt.
Oh, but he likes to... because he likes to bat Aaron second for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
because
he gets more at bats. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, that's just... it's just... That lineup is god-awful. Yeah, I thought the rotation was bad, but hey, they at least got something competent there. The lineup, I don't know. Second place, just because they have more stability, I'm going to go with the Red Sox. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think the addition of Bregman means something. Crochet, Bueller, and even Chapman in the back of the bullpen. Like, he's not the closer. Liam Hendricks is the closer. So you might be able to catch lightning in a bottle there. And you still got Cassis, you still have Devers, you still have some young guys who are playing well. You may see Trevor Story. It's like the albino tiger in the wild. You may see that. But I'm expecting a little better result in Beantown this year. And then number one, I got to go with the O's. I think they're going to rebound from last year. Their rotation is still young, but they have a fellow by the name of Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton, he figured something out. So he can be that veteran back of the rotation arm that they need to kind of get through the hump. They lost Santander, but you're going to have Rushman. You're going to have Henderson. You're going to have maybe Jackson Holliday. You're going to have Westberg, Mountcastle. You're going to have a lot of guys on this team that can absolutely rake. And another year of experience. So that could take them over the hump in the American League East. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRoutMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutPodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRoutDNZ and let us know who you got in the American League East. Enjoy the 2025 season. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.